What's up, everybody? I'm James.
And I'm Vincent.
And this is the Strictly Casual Podcast, the weekly news entertainment source for you, the viewer.
That's right.
Today is Thursday, February 28th.
No, it's Thursday, February 27th, but the video will be going live on the 28th. We would usually record this in the morning.
Sure.
But we have prior commitments.
We do have prior commitments.
So we got to get it done on a Thursday night.
It's college.
It's what it is.
It's what it is.
Yeah.
Nalvin, wait.
Before we go into what games we were playing.
Sure.
I want to ask you, how's your week going?
It's been a rough week.
Yeah, it's been.
It's been a real rough week. For you too.
For me too.
Because yeah. You're sick.
I am pretty sick. Excuse me for, I will be drinking probably half this episode. I will be water guzzling. But it has to be done.
Yeah, it has to be done.
How about your week? How's it going? How's life?
I had a midterm.
Yeah.
An annotated bibliography. And I have a paper to continue to do.
Great.
After this.
Good.
I only need like 500 more words, but it's been a rough week.
You're in the thick of it.
I am in the thick of it. But spring break starts tomorrow, baby.
Spring break starts tomorrow. And guess what? For the next hour, we're not going to be thinking about schoolwork.
We're not going to be thinking about schoolwork at all.
Because what have you been playing this week?
I got something completely out of the woodworks. Something completely...
The woodworks.
Random.
Okay. Hit me.
And that is Bloodborne.
Bloodborne, baby.
Bloodborne. Now, Bloodborne, as you know, Vin, you know very well.
Bloodborne, I know it enough, yeah.
Is one of my favorite games.
Mm-hmm.
Top, I think it's my third favorite game.
Okay. It
goes God of War, Last of Us, Bloodborne.
Sure.
In that order.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I love the theme. It's so creative. It's kind of that, like, Victorian era, but it's very gothic.
Right.
So I didn't start a new game. I jumped in to where it was, like, a long time ago.
Okay.
Back when I had my first playthrough. And I left off at the, oh my gosh, what's the name? The wet nurse boss. That's wow. What it's called, the wet nurse boss.
Wow, very fitting.
Very fitting.
Sure.
I don't know how it's fitting. All right.
It is.
All right.
Okay, Bloodborne.
Bloodborne. It's great. I love it. I still love it as much as I did back when it came out. It's aged very well.
Right.
It's hard. I only played that one boss fight. I played it like 3 times, and I lost every time.
Right.
The first time, this is how it goes with Bloodborne, Soulsborne-style games.
Uh-huh.
For me, at least.
Yeah.
I always come close, like, somewhat close to beating it, the boss. On the first try. Like, 3/4 of the health down. Like, okay. I get it back to that 1/4 of health left.
Yeah.
And then, like, I die. But it was a solid fight. But then I come back, and then it just takes me forever.
Right.
To really, like, get back to that point of only having about 1/4 of their health left. Mm-hmm.
My Bloodborne experience is the extent of the Cleric Beast is losing to the Cleric Beast, which is, if you don't know, it's the first boss in Bloodborne.
Mm-hmm.
I want to love the game, but I'm just not quite there yet.
Vin, I could help you with the Cleric Beast.
No, you did. You beat the Cleric Beast for me, but I don't feel like personal satisfaction from having you beat it for me,
so
I have to go back and play it again. There's no question.
New playthrough.
I'm guaranteed. I'll start from right from the beginning.
I mean, it's
again.
Like only 10 minutes in, so.
10 minutes in, but it took me like 3 hours to get there. But that's how it goes.
That's how it goes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just the nature of the beast, really.
It is the nature of the beast.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I've been playing a little bit more Dreams.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. But if you recall, there was a free game last week that came out maybe on the Switch, maybe not on the Switch, maybe called Warface. And I did download Warface and play about 5 minutes of it on the Switch.
You had a bold claim about Warface.
What was my claim?
I remember you saying that it is the best handling shooter that you've played on the Switch.
Okay. Wait, let's run it back a little bit. I may have said that out of pure joy that I was playing Warface on my Switch. I didn't put into account the terrible connection issues I'm getting.
Sure.
The awful graphics. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to lie, it actually did feel pretty good on the Switch.
Okay,
so if you have a stable connection and a Switch and you're looking to, like, try something out, I actually, like, Warface was pretty fun.
And was that with the Pro Controller?
No, that was straight with the Joy-Cons. I haven't even tried the Pro Controller yet.
Well.
Yeah. I mean, now I'm interested to try. I will get back to you next week on that, whether it's good or not. Yeah. Other than that, I have been playing one more thing, but I will wait for that towards our fourth news story.
I see.
Yeah.
I see.
So that'll be fun. That'll be interesting.
Okay.
Let's get into it.
Let's get into it.
What's number one? Number one. just go for it, James. Go for it. I don't know how much more of this I can handle.
Number one. Is there any surprise more major companies drop out of PAX East? This is from GameSpot, courtesy of Eddie McCooch.
Eddie Mock. You were close, but no.
It's K-U-C-H.
Eddie, if you're out there, I just want to know, you're doing the Lord's work.
You are.
Thank you so much, because I think you have two articles. Yeah, you got two articles for us in this bad boy.
He's really our big plug for this episode.
He truly is. Shout out Eddie from GameSpot.
Shout out Eddie. But, so we have confirmation that three more developers are backing out of PAX East. We have EA.
Gone. EA's gone. Huge.
Yeah, that is huge. CD Projekt Red, also huge.
If we could have got more Cyberpunk stuff.
Which we would have.
Not there.
Probably a gameplay demo.
Yeah, gone.
And PlayerUnknown.
Which does PUBG. Yes. And they're working on a lot of new stuff, too. So
are they?
Yeah, a lot of new stuff.
What do you know about the stuff they're working on?
Right, I don't know a lot, but I know that they have studios like... Okay, so PlayerUnknown, they've built such a huge team working on PUBG.
Battlegrounds, yeah.
Yeah. They're also doing other experiences with PUBG now, which is... I haven't played it, so I don't really know a lot about it. I know it's Battle Royale. It's super popular, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But they're working on other IPs similar in the same world as PUBG, not Battle Royale.
Sure.
So, I mean, I don't know if I'm super hyped or interested or anything, but it's happening.
Anyway, each company just wants to keep the team healthy.
Which I understand.
Yeah, totally understand.
If coronavirus is like the actual, it's the reason that people aren't going to these, and I get it. All these companies have major games launching within the next year or so. Right. They wouldn't want some of their key players getting hurt.
Yeah. Especially when release is so close and you have to issue title updates and day one updates, patches.
So I found this part really interesting. I was telling you about this.
Sure.
PAX, the convention, impacts the local Boston community in a huge way.
How?
Because the convention is in the convention center in Boston. It's huge. So all the hotels get booked out. The restaurants get booked out. The whole section of wherever it is in Boston is like more lively than it usually is the rest of the year. This is the same with like Comic-Con in San Diego. Anywhere there's a major convention center, the whole economy in the area is totally boosted because these packed out thousands and thousands of people go to these. So now that all these companies are bowing out of PAX, a statement from the mayor came out.
Wow.
The mayor of Boston, Marty Walsh, has urged Sony to reconsider its decision to pull out of PAX. But with the show beginning very soon, it seems super unlikely that this will happen. I see where the mayor's coming from. They're losing like a huge draw to their city.
I bet.
Like that hurts.
But Boston's still a major city.
Sure, definitely. I don't think it's like that much of a loss, but they've had it in business. Boston for a while.
Right.
And I mean, I get it. I get it. It's tough. I just think it's funny that the mayor like put out a statement trying to get Sony to come back.
That's funny.
So PAX East runs February 27th, which is today.
Yeah, that's today.
It started.
Right.
And nothing's happening. Isn't that funny? We have more companies dropping out the week before, and it started today, and we have no news.
We have one piece of news.
From PAX.
Yes, from PAX.
What is it?
It was the Baldur's 3 announcement. Right. Baldur's Gate 3.
Oh, conjunction with Stadia.
Yes, in conjunction with Stadia.
Right.
Baldur's Gate 3. It got like a opening cinematic and it got gameplay. That's for a little bit later on. I'll go on a little more about that. But
yeah,
that's what we got.
Okay.
From Baldur's Gate 3.
Oh, hey. We got one thing at least.
That's a big deal for a lot of people.
And it's the biggest deal coming out of PAX this week, that's for sure.
That's for sure. I mean, I'll bet you that it is going to be the biggest thing yeah. coming out of PAX this whole week, probably.
Right.
Right?
Gotta be.
Gotta be.
Okay, so this is where it gets a little more fun. We've gone over...
This is where it gets fun.
It kind of sucks, you know, people are out of the PAX, but that's okay, because our entertainment news on Twitter has been very good this last week.
Twitter's been a good plug.
It's been hot.
It's been hot.
What do we got?
We got Xbox revealing new specs for the Xbox Series X. This is courtesy of Twitter, like we said before, straight from the Xbox account.
That's right.
We got 12 teraflippity flop flops.
Okay, so 12 teraflops in the Xbox. It's hard to describe what a teraflop is from here. IGN put out an incredible video that describes exactly
what
one teraflop is.
Okay.
And how much power, like, a teraflop does for each console. And so it has a great breakdown of, like, oh, this new Xbox has the computing power of 17 other Xboxes. You know what I mean?
Oh,
and they have that
okay.
huge breakdown of teraflops and stuff. So I highly recommend, if you're interested in, like, the technical side of that, definitely check that out. Because I would butcher it if I was trying to explain it to you. 12 is a good number, though.
I don't even know what a teraflop is, Vin. I'm going to be watching that video.
Right. It's great.
Okay.
It's like 7 minutes, and like you'll feel pretty informed.
Sweet.
So 12 teraflops.
Yep.
What
we
else?
Have a custom RDNA and Zen 2 processor, which are both courtesy of AMD. I'm using the word courtesy a lot tonight. But it's an AMD processor.
Yeah.
Variable rate shading. I don't really know what that means. And then hardware accelerated DirectX ray tracing, which is a big deal. That's basically like real reflections.
Right. And ray tracing is supposed to be standard on all these next gen things. So this is cool that it's confirmed for the Xbox. Ray tracing was already confirmed for PlayStation.
Yes.
But not exactly what type or whose processor it's going to be.
Sure.
So it looks like this is going to be DirectX.
Which is big for a lot of PC stuff.
So sweet. That's cool.
Yeah.
Also in the Xbox Series X, we'll have a custom built SSD. That's great. Solid state hard drives around the
solid
around
state
the board.
Drive. Yeah.
Yeah. Quick resume for multiple games,
which is we
rumored
heard about
for PlayStation.
Yes.
But confirmed for Xbox.
Yes. Which means that makes the rumor for the PlayStation a lot stronger, because it shows that
right.
other companies are interested in doing the same thing.
Yeah. HDMI 2.1. I know this says 2.0 here, but they have 2.1, which is supposed to be better than 2 for
right.
some reason.
Well, you need to keep upgrading it in order to comply with monitor outputting resolutions.
Refresh rates.
So that it doesn't bottleneck.
Yeah, which is great. But also, it means new cords. Your HDMIs will still work.
Sure.
But you're going to want the newest HDMI if you want to get the full experience out of it.
This
and
is
of
also
course,
assuming that you have a monitor that can do 120 frames per second.
Absolutely.
Which
that's the next one.
Are not expensive.
No.
Right.
Most of them are. Most of them can do it.
No.
What not?
Most monitors cannot do 120 frames per second.
I'd say most people that are playing games on monitors, that are like aware that they're playing games on the monitors, probably have 120. But like if you're just playing it on a TV or something, you're not going to have 120.
I don't know, Chief, because we have 4K monitors, but these are 60 hertz refresh rate.
Yeah. Mine might be 55 or something.
Yeah.
I got to double check on that.
So, like, basically, 120 frames, it used to be a trade-off for a long time. There was, you'd either get 4K or you'd get, like, high frame rates, 144, 120 frames per second.
Mm-hmm.
And 44 is, like, the gold standard
right.
for PC gaming.
Yeah.
You know, like if you're a guy who plays Counter-Strike or you play League of Legends or whatever, like 144, that's what you want. And so it's, I don't know if I'll be getting a 120 hertz monitor, 144 hertz monitor, but
we'll have to see when we get there.
We'll have to see. Honestly, I'm fine with just running 60 hertz smooth.
Right.
And stably. Like, stability to me is more important than high frame rates that dip down into 90s and 80s.
Yeah, that would stink.
Yeah.
But I guess it depends on the game for me, too. If I'm playing multiplayer, I want as many frames as I can possibly get, uncapped frame rate. I could deal
sure.
with, I can deal with the dips if... but for single player and stuff, yeah, steady.
Yeah.
Something steady would be fine.
Yeah, anything that doesn't... to keep that immersion going.
Yeah. So we also got 120 frames per second support. Obviously,
right.
we're just talking
Obviously.
About that, but...
next generation of compatibility, play thousands of games across four generations. Oh, sorry. Quote, Xbox Series X brings the next generation of compatibility. Play thousands of games across four generations that look and feel better than ever. Smart delivery guarantees you're playing the best version of your game for your Xbox.
And we End will get quote. Into that
with the next news article
in just a second. Mm-hmm. But this next point is very important to me, and I'm very happy it's here. What do you think?
Backwards compatible. All the way back. All to the original Xbox.
The way back to the original Xbox.
Do you know what
Xbox.
That means, Vin? What? Star Wars Republic Commando, baby.
That is true. That is so true. But here's the thing. Sony, where are you?
That's the entire question that all of Twitter is asking right now. All of Sony fans everywhere on Twitter.
What are you doing?
Is saying, where are you, Sony?
Xbox is spanking you right now with these specs, with the design, with these trickle out of
you
news.
Have to hope that Sony is just sitting there like really they need to come out and
guns
plan
blazing.
Like huge impact,
yeah,
literally with some groundbreaking stuff,
right?
And I don't know if they can do it.
I have faith in them.
Okay,
but I think they should be a little scared after this one, because this was a random morning. We wake
and I
up
I think they are.
We got a full Twitter thread. Xbox is like has nice graphics next to everything, mm-hmm. bullet pointed. Like, here's what is 100% will be on our Xbox Series X.
I'm gonna say next state of play.
Who knows when it's gonna be? I hope so.
It's gotta be so. Well, we were talking earlier. We said within the next month. Has to be within the next month.
I don't see how they couldn't. Do
they
the
could
month.
Not afford to do it
because Xbox is gonna trickle out some more stuff, and it's just gonna hurt them even more.
Yeah. People are excited about the Xbox Series X.
And they have every right to be.
Yeah.
It seems pretty dope.
Mm-hmm. Hit us with that slogan, man.
Their slogan, what they're going for this generation, is hashtag power your dreams. That goes hard.
Goes hard.
It's I'm great. All for it. I wish Xbox the best of luck. I'm still going to be Sony gang no matter what happens.
Of course.
Purely for first party.
And I've been reading so many articles about this, and it's like, okay, Xbox has all this power.
Yeah.
They have all these promises.
Great.
But they do not have the games.
They are launching with Halo, which is big. And I
Halo
think...
Halo is... okay, so first of all, the last Halo games did not get great feedback from the Halo audience.
Mm-mm.
The past, ever since... like, Halo 4 was pretty well regarded as like, oh, that's pretty good.
Uh-huh.
But ever since
Master Chief Collection came out,
yeah, people like the it. Master Chief Collection.
It's not the same.
No.
But people like it.
But people like it.
I've played it.
What do you think?
It's cool.
Yeah.
But then again, I never was like, I didn't like grow up with Halo like other people did.
Sure.
And I totally, that's going to be a big draw for people when they see this new Xbox and they have the choice between the Xbox and the PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
That nostalgia is pretty big. And like, this new Halo game looks great. It looks amazing.
I haven't seen anything.
The trailer is incredible.
Well, there's just that one trailer of John getting Master Chief like on the ship, and he goes to get
sick.
On the ship. It's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So it's going to be a big draw for them. We'll see. But who knows? Maybe Sony's launching with something else that we just don't know about yet.
I hope they got one big like ace in the sleeve.
We can pray.
Only it's the only thing we can do at this point.
That's right.
They can't launch with just Avengers. Play it here first.
No. They're gonna pull that. You know it. You know they're going
to start. Well, they have to be.
Yeah. I hope so, but I hope it's not it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's going to be Avengers. Yeah. The launch lineup's going to be like Avengers.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be Cyberpunk. It's going to be that game Godfall, I think it's called.
Yep. Which looks sick. And they did not announce that as a launch title. They just said it's coming to PS5.
Sure. Okay, never mind them.
So we'll see.
We don't even know them.
We don't know.
And then No Man's Sky.
And dreams, I guess. Okay, so this is the same morning. Xbox tweets. Like, I wake up. I pull open Twitter. I'm scrolling.
Sure.
Xbox just blue, blast this whole thread.
I got out of the shower. And you're already talking about
this. I'm stoked.
Yeah.
Absolutely stoked. Mm-hmm. There was a little retweet done by a little company known as CD Projekt Red, Cyberpunk 2077. And they come out blazing. Let me tell you, bro.
Anyway, so I started blasting.
Cyberpunk retweets Xbox's statement Let me give you a reminder. Xbox's statement says...
Well, did they quote it or retweet it?
They quote tweeted it.
Okay, sure.
So, smart delivery guarantees you're playing the best version of your game for your Xbox. Now, Cyberpunk says, gamers should never be forced to purchase the same game twice or pay for upgrades. Owners of Cyberpunk 2077 for Xbox One will receive the Xbox Series X upgrade for free when available. I don't like this little when available, but we'll just forget about that for a quick sec.
Sure. Oh, I didn't even notice that first time I read this.
This is awesome.
This is awesome, in theory. So, this opens up a few doors.
Yeah, tell
right?
me.
Right? So, it says, we'll receive the Xbox Series X upgrade for free.
Right.
This might entail that it's a case-by-case basis.
Case-by-case for what?
As in... the current to next gen upgrade, if a developer wants to, do you think they will have the option to say, oh, you will have to pay for an upgrade? As opposed, because it
that's seems, interesting, yeah.
Because it seems like the language they're using, upgrade for free when available, it sounds like they're going to release a next gen patch mm-hmm. of some sort
right.
to upgrade the game and help it be a little more compatible with the next-gen hardware / software.
Yeah. It's interesting to think about because when you think about the games you're going to want to be playing on the next generation, mm-hmm. like right away, mm-hmm. it's going to be those Cyberpunks, those Avengers, Last of Us, Ghost of Tsushima, stuff like that,
right.
that are coming out really close to the launch window yeah. that probably have the graphical capabilities to go way higher than these PlayStation 4s or mm-hmm. Xbox mm-hmm. Xbox S or whatever.
Whatever.
All these Xboxes.
Yeah, like too many to now. Keep count.
Yeah, that's right. Pish posh. these games, I have to hope that they're free upgrades. I'm not going to play a single player experience that's going to be, I don't know, 30 hours, let's say. Right. Let's say The Last of Us 2 is like a 30-hour game.
Sure.
That's probably fair.
Yeah.
Maybe a little less even.
A little less, but yeah.
It's not having multiplayer, and they said they're not planning it soon for multiplayer. If anything, it'll be a later update.
Sure.
Same with Cyberpunk, by the way.
Oh.
I'm gonna play those 30 hours on the PlayStation 4 when sure. it comes out. I cannot wait for that. Mm-hmm. And that launches in a couple months.
Yeah.
I don't want to pay a $60. I don't want to pay any more than $0
any, like, upgrade fee
to no. upgrade it to no. play it on the PS5.
No.
I want to just play it again. Because I know we'll play it again. It's going to be phenomenal.
Yeah.
On the PlayStation 5 with better graphics.
Yeah.
For free.
Mm-hmm.
God willing.
God willing.
But this is cool. So Xbox has this smart delivery service, which I guess that's what we're talking about, the free upgrade. Sure. Or okay. we don't know if it's free. But somehow they're going to recognize that you have a disc from a previous generation mm-hmm. in your console, and it'll automatically know. Like, it'll have this next gen version ready.
Do you think this sorry I
no,
realize I'm kind of going back to the point yeah. about the specs and backwards compatibility yeah, yeah. but I just thought about this when you just brought up the uh-huh. aspect about discs. Do you think that they're gonna open up their digital library even wider to accommodate for older games? Because a lot of these guys, like you and me,
yeah,
wouldn't have the old discs for like PlayStation 1 games.
I got them all, baby. I really do.
I believe that, Ben. Yeah. Do you know what I have for my PlayStation
what?
1 games?
What?
Do you remember back in, like... I mean, I guess I can't say late 90s because I'm 99, so I don't remember anything.
Sure.
But in the early 2000s, they had those brown, like, fake leather, the Velcro, and then you'd open it up, and it was just, like, a row of six games or disc sleeves.
Oh, yeah.
And then you go...
Yeah, it's got the whole binder.
It's got the whole, like, leather binder. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I had so many of those bad boys.
Uh-huh. It feels good every time.
Sometimes you'd have to, like, stack the disc, like, put them face to face and put them in there so they mm-hmm. didn't get scratched.
Exactly. You might have the cover art on one side, too. I saw people do that.
Oh.
And they'll just have all the discs or the mm-hmm. cases somewhere else, you know?
I had, God, like, little plastic ones for my GameCube.
Yeah.
They were GameCube size. And they were plastic. And you just, like, there's, like, three prongs on the inside. And you just go...
Yep.
And then it's the same thing, but it's plastic and it's kind of flimsy. And I dropped a few of them.
Sure.
So that they, like, broke.
Yeah.
But the games didn't break.
Yeah. It's all about the test.
It's all about the test.
God, I love it. All right, and we will be right back.
Next item on the docket. Battlefront 2 continues to grow. They can't stop putting out updates even if they wanted to. They're addicted. Who is going to stop them?
They just keep going, ladies and gentlemen. They're never going to stop. Can you believe we're talking about Battlefront 2? Never heard you say that voice. Can you believe we're in Battlefront 2 in 2020? We're talking about it.
When did this game come out?
2018? I don't know, but it should be dead by now.
It should. It I'm so should glad have been it's alive. Long dead.
I'm so glad it's alive and better than ever.
They finally put in new... Do we have a list of... Okay, we do have a list of things, so we'll just get to it.
Yeah, I try to put in...
Like, yeah. So, what we got?
Hold on. This is from our main man, Eddie, at GameSpot.
We can't forget to cite Eddie.
Of course not.
McCooch.
Eddie McCooch. All right. All right, what do we got first? What do we got first here?
Titled The Age of Rebellion Update... adds Ewok Hunter and ISB Agent as playable specialists. Now,
yes,
the ISB Agent, if you've seen the show Star Wars Rebels, which I know you haven't.
Yeah.
The ISB Agent is very reminiscent of Commander, I think that's his rank, Kallus, who he has like the same helmet in the first part of the show and almost looks like a disc trainer from the front.
Mm-hmm.
And he uses like... It's basically the same thing as the ARC Trooper
okay. On
the clones. So he's got the two pistols, or she.
Yeah.
She's got the two pistols. When she can, like, sprint and she takes less damage.
Yeah. She has a whole melee combo going on.
She does have a whole melee combo. She has a group buff, like an officer.
Uh-huh.
The Ewok has, like, a bow. It has the rock sling.
Right.
And I think they have... They should have one other thing, but I don't remember what it is.
I haven't actually played as it yet, but
I haven't either.
We'll figure that out. Okay, so this update adds 7 new co-op locations,
mm-hmm.
and 4 new weapons, one for each class.
That's my new favorite thing.
Yeah, 4 new weapons.
We haven't gotten weapons at all. Not even since
that
launch.
I know of.
That
no,
I'm...
no, there's definitely been since launch.
No, there has not.
For sure.
I promise you.
Okay, we'll check it out.
Fact check us, please.
Please. I'm pretty sure we've gotten weapons since launch.
I am serious. Like, we have not gotten a single weapon
since launch. Okay, you've probably played it more than me, so you would probably know. But I'm pretty sure we did.
I don't think so.
Okay, all right. We'll agree to disagree.
I'm
that's
very,
fine.
Like,
that's fine.
Very positive on it.
Okay.
That's okay.
That's fair.
Two
new heroes versus villains maps and a vast balancing of heroes across the board.
Which some would say is well needed.
I would say. Every time you walk up with Yoda to General Grievous, General Grievous should not be able to one-tap Yoda.
General Grievous was broken.
Yeah. So this is great.
This is great.
Even though the lightsaber combat in Battlefield is like... really
Battlefront
is like not there for me.
Mm-hmm.
This is cool. It makes more fun. So you don't have, like, one person always dominating every time. That's mm-hmm. cool. I'm down.
Oh, something worth mentioning is that all the weapons are Galactic Empire era weapons.
So, right, it's like 4
sequel
through 6.
Trilogy. Yeah, 4 through 6 era weapons. So you have, like, the Cycler rifle that you see, that one Bounty Hunter chick use, and...
That was really specific, James, thanks.
The one with the long hair, the white one.
That one bounty hunter chick in
Name
Star Wars.
Name another bounty hunter that's a woman in Star Wars.
A ton.
That's not one.
I don't know. I have no idea.
She's white. Like,
oh my.
She's pale white.
God. Great.
She's got the...
Real descriptive. Thank you.
She's the only one who literally has skin as white as this paper.
I still couldn't... I don't know.
You don't know.
Clone
she's
Wars?
She's got the really long... Yeah, she's in Clone Wars. She's part of Cad Bane's crew.
And she has no hair, but just...
No, but just no.
One hair thing in the back.
Yeah.
And she's angry all the time. She's got those angry eyebrows.
Yeah.
And she has literally no role. Like Cad Bane, also, who has no role in the Clone Wars. Why is he even in the show?
Her role is RBF.
Her role is RBF. God. That's cool, though. New weapons. I love it.
New weapons.
I'm all about it. And you have to complete challenges to unlock those weapons.
Yes, and they're all co-op.
Which is sick.
Which is cool.
Great. More co-op.
And it makes it... The thing I hate about unlocking the weapons in the original, 2 years of the game?
Sure.
Was you just had to get, like, 200 kills.
Yeah.
With assault rifles or with the class.
It's just a lot of playing.
it's just a lot of playing.
Yeah.
That I'm like, okay, I can nail like 50 kills in co-op, well, like no they problem have, like, in one play session.
They got daily challenges now and stuff like that too, which is cool.
Sure.
Another thing they upgraded here is there's various visual and UI improvements and quality of UI. So like,
No. I mean, like, I don't know what they tangibly are.
Yeah, me neither. It's just like menu stuff and that sort of stuff.
Of course.
So I wrote this little question just to get us going here. But how much longer will Battlefront 2 be updated? Because I believe it launched late 2016, early 2017.
Okay.
It's been almost 3 years, right? Because we had Last Jedi updates, and it was right after Force Awakens comes out.
You're right. It was right after Force Awakens because I remember it came out, and then it had the first DLC was the Battle of Jakku.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Right. Which was awesome.
It was cool.
Yeah. So after Force Awakens, before Last Jedi, means, it has been like at least 3 years.
So, I heard a buddy of mine back home say, I don't know where he heard this from, but he said the roadmap ends this year. He said this was the last one.
But same with last year. It ended like at the end of 2019. But midway through that, they released another roadmap that they were doing afterwards.
Oh.
So, like,
I just don't know what else they would add. Where could they go from here?
I mean, there's a lot more heroes they could add. There's a lot more maps.
There's more heroes, more maps, but...
I would say here's the problem. Battlefront 2, that name already leaves a bad taste in people's mouths from the whole loot box thing they had at the beginning of their launch. Mm-hmm. And I think that also hurt its sales. I know it's player base. There's still a big player base now.
Still a huge player base.
I know people that every time it updates, they go back in for a little while at least.
Yeah.
There's some people that just jump back to it all the time. But it seems like they're doing something right. I redownloaded it because of this update, and I got one game in. One game of Heroes vs. Villains in.
Oh, okay, Heroes vs. Villains.
I could not judge it from that.
Okay. I'm a big Galactic Conquest guy.
Right,
those I like the long, big battles that really feel like you're in a freaking war zone.
Right.
Like, I love that.
It's cool, and I love how they have all three eras now.
Mm-hmm.
Even
though all I really care about is Clone Wars, Sorry Not Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good old James, man.
Yeah. All I care about is I just want my prequel characters. I want my Ahsoka. I want my Captain Rex. I want my Asajj Ventress.
Can you imagine we get, like, Asajj, Dooku? Wait, is Dooku already in it? Yeah.
Dooku's already. Oh, he's got the exquisite pajamas. How can you forget?
He has pajamas.
Yeah.
A great costume. They have young Lando, old Lando.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of stuff.
Can you imagine if they add, like, what's his name? Visla, the Death Watch guy. They could with add a Darksaber. Savage Opress.
Here's the thing. Save all that. Let's make Battlefront 3, like, the pinnacle Star Wars game that has, like, TV shows, like, everything in it.
Wow. Just incredible. Completely...
Yeah, because, I mean, at this point, Battlefront 3 isn't coming out for a while, at least.
Sure.
I imagine they're working on another one. Oh, also, this is interesting. EA and Star Wars, their contract for games together is over now.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it's going to get renewed or not, so that'll be interesting, too. I'm assuming it's going to get renewed because of Fallen Order's success.
I've heard like, low-key talks about them already starting development on Fallen Order, too.
Yeah, me too. I've read about that, but who knows? All rumor. But if it does continue, I would say Battlefront 3 is a real thing.
It's a real possibility because of the player base that it has now, and I think they want to capitalize on, they want to cater to the players who they made well with in the second game, as well as they want to bring back the people who they really lost with the beginning half quarter of Battlefront 2's lifetime.
So, that'll be interesting. I'm excited to play more Battlefront 2 just to see, like, where it's at now.
Yeah.
I haven't played it in at least 6 months, you know.
I'm really excited. I just want more Clone Wars content, baby. That's all I want. That's all I care about.
I know you want it. You might get it.
That's the crazy thing.
But I don't know. Do you see Battlefront 2 on next gen? If it has its upgrade thing and it still has a player base? It's like Siege, you know? It came out so long ago, but they're just bringing it.
I can see it. Yeah. Making the jump to next gen.
And Battlefront 2 looks beautiful.
It looks beautiful. Imagine playing that with a solid frame rate. Ray tracing.
with ray tracing.
Oh my god, and ray tracing. Yeah. I didn't even think about that.
Is it Frostbite something engine?
It's Frostbite something engine.
Which is, it looks incredible. It does not run great.
Which
could be changed.
The new hardware
yeah.
will fix that problem, hopefully. Yeah. Or at least supplement it.
So that'll be sweet. We'll see.
Now, we're going on to the best part of the podcast.
The best segment.
The most fun, if you will.
Right.
Random fun stuff.
Random fun stuff.
First time on the docket.
Yep.
We talked about this a little bit earlier. The Baldur's Gate 3 reveal.
Yes.
So
at PAX.
At PAX East.
Whoa.
The only thing PAX going on at PAX East.
Baby. Something's coming out.
Yeah. Praise God. Like, this is the only thing.
Sure.
You know? So Baldur's Gate 3, it is a... it's like a top-down, point-and-click kind of RPG, but it's a little more nuanced than that. The way I see Baldur's Gate 3, I only watched about maybe 10-15 minutes of gameplay.
Okay.
They have gameplay.
Cool.
They have character creation, and then it goes into, like, they have combat and dialogue.
Okay.
And it's all, basically, it's as Dungeons & Dragons you can get
for the
game.
Yeah.
It's your own... character with their own background and story, and you get to delegate points. Everything in combat is made off of basically like virtual dice rolls,
okay.
which you don't see, but that's the algorithm that they use. They're all dice rolls for probability, and so the combat is turn-based, much like if you're to actually play D&D.
Mm-hmm.
There's like at least, I remember I saw consistently about at least 5 dialogue options that are all written out, non-voiced protagonist.
Right.
So that it really emphasizes that you are this choice. Character or you are embodying this character. So it looks really cool. The gameplay is almost reminiscent of, I want to say kind of, think of XCOM.
Okay.
But without the grid system.
Mm-hmm.
So there's... all sorts of different... It looks very intricate. There's so many different little commands and options.
Which is overwhelming.
But if you think about it in terms of the parallel between D&D, mm-hmm. like, think of all the things you can do, like, ways you can get creative.
Right. They're really giving... D&D. They're giving you the options.
They're giving you a lot of player freedom. And it looks overwhelming at first, but I can think as soon as you get familiarized with that whole slew of options that you really feel like you can kind of do whatever you want. Like in the demo, he's like, oh, I just threw my boots. So like he goes to the menu and like right clicks boots and then says throw and then points to the enemy and he just throws his boots at him and it kills him.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Gotta kill
the job done. You want to take this next one?
Yeah. So that's cool though.
That is cool.
I gotta watch the gameplay because I really have never played Baldur's Gate I can't think of it.
It's like an hour and 45 minute gameplay.
Demo they really reveal. Did a lot.
They did a whole ass reveal. Okay.
I'll look at some highlights or something like that.
Find it out. Honestly, if you like skip through it, and it's kind of cool because it's not a super like scripted. Presentation mm-hmm. and the guy's just playing the game and he like messes up every here and there, but it's cool and it feels genuine and it feels human.
He's really playing the game. All right, sweet.
Yeah,
I'm down. All right, this next one on random fun stuff is Spawn is coming to Mortal Kombat 11. I don't really play Mortal Kombat 11.
I know some people who do really play Mortal Kombat 11.
I like fighting games.
I like fighting games too. I was a big Injustice guy.
Yeah, me too. Oh, yeah. Injustice 2?
Injustice 2 is great.
Ooh, baby.
Ooh, baby.
So this is cool. I feel like Spawn. It's cool.
Spawn's cool.
There's just new characters. Joker's in there now. Harley Quinn's in there now.
Really?
Yep.
Well.
That's fine. Terminator's in there now.
Terminator is in there.
Yeah.
Well.
Cool. Hmm. All right, this one's cool, too. New Mystic Pokemon in Sword and Shield.
Yes.
Cool. Do you know what he looks like?
What does he look like?
He looks like a gremlin. But like, you ever seen Gremlins 2?
I've never seen any of the Gremlins movies.
Oh, God.
I know.
Okay, Gremlins 2.
What's the thing? Is it like you don't feed them something?
To be honest, I don't even remember.
Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah. I don't remember. But anyways,
Gremlins 2. I know the thing is like you don't feed them after dark or something.
That might be true.
I don't know. It's something like that or else they get...
Yeah, the whole movie is just like that. Okay, so the second one's in a like a hotel building maybe or something like that.
Sure.
It's been a while. Oh my gosh. Anyways, there's this super lanky gremlin.
Yeah.
And it looks just like this new Pokemon. And that's it. That's my only connection. I couldn't tell you what the Pokemon does, what its name is or anything, but it's coming.
It looks like, I thought it looked like a were-baboon. Like if you were to take a werewolf and apply the same were properties of a werewolf to a baboon or similar species then of monkey, then that would be it.
Sweet.
Yeah.
You can find it in the Galar region. That is true.
Galar?
The Galar region.
Galar region?
You just call it the Galar region?
I thought it had an R at the end.
It does.
Wait, how do you pronounce it then?
How did I just say it?
Galar.
The Galar region.
You barely pronounce the R.
Well, I'm also sick as hell, James.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, are you supposed to?
I don't know. I think it's the Galar region.
Galar region. That makes sense.
Galar.
I say Galar. Thank you very much.
Oh, God. All right. We'll see. You can get that. All right. What's this one?
Borderlands 3 has new content coming out. Mm-hmm. It's all Cthulhu themed. And it's called Guns, Love, and Tentacles. Gotta be honest. I saw the thumbnail and I said, oh, that looks cool. And so I put it on the docket.
Sweet. We have no idea what
go
it is.
Go watch the IGN video because awesome. I didn't.
All right. Borderlands 3.
Borderlands 3. Did you play it?
No. I want to, but it's like, I don't want to spend that money on it because I won't play it.
And people didn't like it. No.
No, people I remember liked it, but it's more of the same.
I remember what it said. People didn't like it, but they played it anyway.
Right. It's just an upgraded Borderlands 2.
Yeah.
But hey, if you like that kind of game, man.
Better mechanics.
That's fine with me.
Yeah.
All right, this one is interesting. Plague Inc., the app, gets... Oh, well, I could have said this like this. Okay, Plague Inc. taken off the Chinese app store. For the reason being, I just found out right before this, was content, like illegal Chinese content or something like that. Content censored in China.
Interesting.
Something along the lines of that. I can assume it's from... you can play coronavirus in Plague and spread coronavirus across the world.
Oh.
And now that thousands of people have died from this, I think it's a little more on the touchy side.
Uh-huh.
So I understand. I understand why China doesn't want their people playing a game like that.
Huh.
Seems a little insensitive.
Yeah, but...
If I was the developer, I'd probably take it off for a little bit.
Yeah.
At least.
Okay, so I can see... That's going from, but also, like, if coronavirus is pretty much like a glorified flu virus,
right?
Then that's pretty much just the basic, virus that you get right off the bat.
Exactly.
You can name it coronavirus if you want, so I can see that.
Also, fair point.
I can see that.
Fair point.
But that's also good enough means, I think, to take it off the store, I guess.
I don't know if I'd take
it. I guess.
Yeah.
Because that's restricting player freedom.
It's just censorship in general, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Interesting. Take that what you will. Another one. I had to add it in there just because everybody and their brother is literally dropping out of Games Developer Conference. Microsoft and EA. Now, okay, EA already dropped from PAX, but EA also dropped from Game Developer Conference.
Yeah.
GDC,
baby.
And Microsoft, which is big. And Microsoft and Sony are already not going to be there, which means Xbox and PlayStation.
It's going to be a GDC.
So nothing. I read some tweets today. That said, I wouldn't be surprised if GDC was canceled by the end of the day.
I'm surprised PAX wasn't canceled.
Me neither. I imagine the months of planning. Like, it's once a year.
Yeah.
They plan it all months, right?
Yeah.
It's a huge thing to cancel. So, I don't know. All right. This is a good one.
Yeah, I like this one.
Hit me.
Xbox One update. Xbox One update adds... Couldn't get it that time either. Xbox One update adds option to eject discs with the controller.
Seems pretty basic.
Can the PlayStation do that?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Just click options. Boop, 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 boop. Remove disc.
Hmm.
Maybe that many boops.
Wow.
Yeah, so they're catching up.
There was a point in time, Ben, when... I don't know what I did to my PlayStation, but I... This box, this PlayStation 4, the same one right here, would consistently make the ejecting beeps.
Yeah.
So go beep, beep, beep. And then you hear the disc tray or the motor that pushes the disc out go.
Yeah.
And then it would do that probably about like 5 times. Sometimes it would happen for like 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I would just sit there and go beep beep beep, but it wouldn't be consistent. It would just be like every now and again. It would just be like, hey, I'm still here, still trying to push out discs. And then if I were to like try and put a disc into it, it just wouldn't even
take it.
Wouldn't even take it.
And now it's just not doing that anymore?
No, it's just not doing it anymore.
Well, now it sounds like a jet engine. So we got other problems.
Yeah, but PS5's coming soon.
That's right. Mine's starting to sound like a jet engine too, so we're just hanging out
in there.
All right, this is it, baby. This is the best.
This is yours.
This is the best item on Random Fun Stuff, and maybe the best news I've heard all day, okay?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Insurgency Sandstorm gets an official release date for August 2020 on console.
Which means it's probably going to go over to PS5.
Let's hope. I wrote in parentheses after this, get hype, baby. And I quote, okay? Oh my gosh, Insurgency. An incredible game, okay? I played this on the most potato settings you can possibly play this game on a MacBook, a 2012 MacBook. All right. Probably back in like 2015, you know? Absolutely grinding on Steam on my MacBook, okay? A real top-tier gamer. And I would play Insurgency with friends. Super fun. It's like, imagine the most hardcore version of like... Okay, so Call of Duty has like a regular mode, a realism mode, and then like hardcore.
Sure.
Imagine a nice blend before, like between realism and hardcore. It's like two shots, you're dead or whatever. Your attachments and recoil, like, is real, like how it would be. There's no HUD, no map. Simply like footsteps and stuff. You do get a compass. I was never hardcore, so like I don't know, like.
Sure.
I don't know, like, oh, I gotta pull up my compass, check this out. You know, mm-hmm. something like that. I was never like that. I'm sure there are people that are really good, but I love the customization in it. The maps were awesome. It looked beautiful, even on my potato settings. I cannot wait to play it on the PS4.
I'll jump in with you.
It's so cool.
I'll jump in.
The sound design in that game alone is incredible.
Yeah.
You could just, like, it sounds so good. I don't know why. That's, like, one thing I very well remember about it. So, yeah. Cool. Insurgency, it's coming soon.
It's coming soon. Not awesome. Soon enough, baby.
Not soon enough. Nothing soon enough.
Well, yeah, I'm just... So right now, we're just looking, really, for Sony to come out.
Yeah.
And...
bite the bait. Give us something.
Bite the bait. Give us something. That's it.
Yeah.
We're wearing similar shirts.
We are. It became a salmon kind of day.
Yeah, it was you, and then Justin was wearing his salmon under.
Yeah.
He was wearing a button-up with a sweater over. Uh-huh. And then Nils was wearing, like, a darker reddish salmon.
I don't know why. Just, it was a salmon kind of day.
Salmon kind of day, apparently.
And that's a wrap.
And that's a wrap. You want to do the outro?
I mean, sure.
You were just about to, and I cut you off.
No, it's good. Thanks so much for joining us today. Okay, are we doing an episode next week? Next week, it's going to be a little hard to record an episode.
We're on spring break.
Right.
And Vin here is going home.
That's right. Back to the Bay.
And I'm staying here down in Southern California.
We're TBD on that.
We're TBD. TBD.
If so, it'll be a different format.
Stay tuned on our Twitter.
That's right.
Instagram.
You can follow our Instagram at Strictly Casual Podcast.
Instagram is Strictly Casual.
Instagram's at Strictly Casual Podcast. Yeah.
Okay. Is that our at? No. Our at is at Strictly Cash. Isn't
that's it? For Twitter.
That's what I said for Twitter.
You said Instagram.
Instagram, Strictly Casual Podcast.
Yeah.
Twitter is Strictly Cash, at Strictly Cash.
Yes. And hit us on the socials.
Yes, hit us on the socials. It's a fun time out there.
We'll get it done. All right. Good ep.
Good ep. Thanks, guys, for watching.
Peace out.